Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Behind Restaurant Life. And this is Jerry. Me, that is I, that is who I am. I know it's been a little while for anybody that's been listening continuously. I appreciate you sticking around and coming back and hopefully listening to this one like you've listened to the other ones. And today, you know what? I'm going back to where I originally started this podcast and going for a little anger. And I want to talk directly to the restaurant owners. And I want to talk to you guys about what you're doing and how you're doing it. Don't be a goddamn asshole. Is that too much to ask? And, you know, is it the belief that just because you own something, that it's within your right to be an utter, unadulterated bastard? And I don't mean that specifically for men. I'm talking about anybody that owns, male or female. I just want to understand, is it within your rights that as soon as you own something, that the only will and power that you have is to be a prick and to treat your people like shit? Because I'm trying to understand where that comes from. I want to know if it was ingrained before you owned anything, or is it just the concept of the fact that you own something that will make you that way? Because if that's true, then maybe I don't want to own anything, because then I'll become an outright ass, and I don't want to. It's never been who I was. It's kind of what's lost me my jobs over the years, because I don't want to be a prick to the people that work for me. And I don't want to treat them like shit because they've worked for me, or because you have an unrealistic goal to achieve. How's that goal working out now? Because I'm hitting the other side of this restaurant industry thing, because I forgot why I started this and why I was doing this. Behind Restaurant Life is not for the guys trying to start a restaurant. When I say guys, I mean male or female. If you get offended by that, I don't care right now, because I'm in the middle of my rant. This isn't for those deciding to open up a place. Like, if you're deciding when you're listening to this, have fun, because I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And I hope you listen to the fact that this comes from someone who's been employed for restaurants in one way or another for more than 15 years. My whole career in having jobs has been part of the restaurant industry in one way or another. I've either done the books for you guys or I've actually run a place for you guys. And I've come to understand greatly that it's very rare that you find people who you respect enough and care for enough who treat their employees and everybody well enough to deserve the respect that you may give them. And it's more likely that you'll find people who are pieces of shit. And I want to know, do you go to school for that, or was it innate? Did you get that on your own, or did you, you know, get educated on it? Were you taught by a predecessor? Was there somebody who came before? Because honestly, I'm perplexed by the situation. So many within the industry would rather treat their employees like shit and utter crap than to actually give a damn on what the success of the restaurant actually means. Because it's such a turnover. Do you guys not understand that the biggest thing in the restaurant industry is turnover? They don't care if you last a long time. They care if they have enough people for the current moment to meet the demand that is needed then and there. Yeah, I'm being taught right now with how everything's going that I should feel bad for the restaurant industry, because there's a lot of mom and pop places that are going down. No offense to the mom and pop places, but you weren't really going to last that long anyway. Not the way everything's going right now. It's very hard for the mom and pop places to make a living before this pandemic happened and before getting hit by all the financial extras that are going to come with being in this pandemic. Like, nah, homie, you weren't going to make it to the other side. And if you did, then you were the exception, and I'm happy for that. But the likelihood is that 90% of y'all weren't going to be there. So I'm talking to the other ones. The restaurants that have a little bit more financing behind them. And that have people who would rather treat their employees like utter crap than to focus on allowing the employees to be the good for the restaurant. Because if you truly get it, if you don't treat your employees like shit, your employees will not only boost up your restaurant, but they'll boost up your whole concept. And where did that get lost? Because somewhere, all of that went away. All of that got lost. All of that just went sideways. And more people started believing that it was better to treat people like crap. Are you kidding me? Is that for real? Because I think I've told everyone here in the previous podcast, I got fired once because I wouldn't treat employees like shit. Because I wouldn't be harder on them when I didn't believe that was the best way to get the results out of them. And it's not like we were doing bad. Nah. We were actually doing damn well. And then I still got told that that was the better way to handle the situation. Are you shitting me? Like, this is one of the major reasons I got turned off from the restaurant industry and didn't want to do any more in actual rent sub concept. And I switched to doing the books. Because I don't want to deal with you guys anymore. You owners that think you know more than anybody else, and the way you have thought things out is the only way for things to work. You hire people for different positions, and you don't give a shit about their opinions, even if their opinions could help you out in the current freaking market, because they understand the business too. Like, what's the point of appointing somebody to a position where it's their job to not operate on a certain level, and you tell them you don't want whatever it is they need to deliver? All you want them to really be is a figurehead for the concept. You want them to stand there and look pretty and micromanage in a way. Like, that doesn't work. That doesn't help. Like, it becomes a shit show, and more employees want to leave that than stay with that. And it won't even matter how much you offer. Like, that's the part that utterly confuses me. And yeah, you know, it's the part that makes me upset. And in this industry, you would think that there would be more people looking for the betterment of their long-term success versus looking only at themselves for that moment. But no, more people want that short-term benefit of a turnaround, quick. Oh, this concept has got to work in a year or two, or else it's not shit. So make those employees. Why? If I build this up, if we build this up, if we take this from the ground floor and make it something, and it takes us a couple years, then guess what? Long-term, we have a more opportunity for success than those concepts that try to run themselves into the ground within a year. Like, come on. Where the hell did that go? Because that's how this industry was built. This industry was built on the fact that there were companies who were willing to look at what could work long-term versus only what was working short-term. Like, when did everybody become so narrow-minded in how this system works that it became so quick about the quick buck turnaround? Oh, I'm doing this because I want the money right away. No, it's not coming like that. And if you don't know that, then you're not going to have the employees and you're not going to have the concept that's going to last much longer. It's not. So this is to you assholes out there that want to push your employees to the brink of breaking just because you know you can get someone else on the other side, but then you don't have a concept that anybody knows. You don't have people that anybody recognizes, and you don't develop a connection with anybody that honestly matters. Because if all you're doing is changing over the employees every 15 seconds, then every 15 seconds, someone that's ordering has to get their stuff from a new employee, and it's not the same delivery that they were expecting from the last time. And if the last time was great, and now you've changed it to somebody who isn't on that level, then this time will be bad, and you've lost a customer. You've lost somebody. And you should be doing things to keep the customer base that you have and expand into new customers using that base that you have, as well as getting new people in because of the things that you do. Where are you confused by this? Like, get it through your head. Stop treating your employees like shit and start honestly caring about them. And if you do that, guess what? You're going to develop a concept that works long term. Yep. Yes, sirree, Bob. Oh, is that a new thing for you? Or is it because you've built 4 or 5 different restaurants and only have them each for a year or two, you think you've developed something? If your concept only lasts for a year, your concept ain't shit. Doesn't matter how much money it makes in that year. It ain't shit. If your concept lasts for 5, then it's become something. If it lasts for 10 and it's still growing, then it is something for real. Learn the difference. Treat your people right. Just because they work in the restaurant industry does not mean for 1 second that they don't deserve to be treated like people. Oh, and I told you the last time, it ain't just the customers that I'm coming after, you shitheads that want to talk like crap to people who are serving your food and treating you with respect. It's also the restaurant managers who want to treat those same employees like crap because they feel that's the best way to get anything out of them. No, it's not. The best way to get something out of a staff and a group of people that you want to achieve a long-term goal is to possibly treat them in a respectful and good manner. Well, maybe. That was my rant for today. Thank you. See you next time.